Welcome, sweetie. I need you to find a comfortable place to relax. Close your eyes and shut yourself off from the outside world for an hour or so. Make sure you won't be disturbed and that you're wearing loose-fitting clothes or nothing at all. Chances are you will be coming by the end of this file, one way or another. If you'd like to touch yourself during, you can go right ahead and do so. Otherwise, allow the promise of a hands-free orgasm to do its own work. So, just relax, listen, and follow. I've been waiting, and I don't like to be kept waiting. So, let's dispense with all the pleasantries. Just follow me to the dining room. I have things for you to try before we begin. You will need the energy for what I have planned for us. Now, I've paid to have you all to myself for all day and all night, and you've consented to near everything I could think of. This is good. This means you're flexible and willing to try new things. You will need this audacious quality of yours for what's to come. But before that happens, have some tea, sweetie. I've brewed it myself with a very unique combination of cultivated leaves and herbs. It will help you relax, alleviating any tension you may have and clearing away any worries or stress. I've used it many times in the past, and it's never failed to prepare my victims. I mean, my guests, for all the fun activities that were in store for them. And now, for you. Here, have some. I call it sweet moringa tea, and it will allow you to relax and focus on my instructions and my needs. Drink up. Feel the warm liquid travel down your throat as your chest begins to simmer with a pleasant heat. And with each sip of the tea, your insides grow warmer and warmer. And as your muscles relax and your tensions begin to ease, Your thoughts can just smooth right over because the more relaxed you feel, the emptier your mind, and the easier it is to listen and follow. So as the tea makes its way through your body, its relaxing properties strengthen and expand, soothing all worries and banishing all stress with each word that you hear and each second that passes. The tea's warm presence in your body grows and grows, making you feel tired and sleepy, but tightly focused on the sound of my voice and the words that I say. And so as you listen to my voice, you can enjoy how the sound of each word spoken for the makes you yearn for the next spoken, because each word makes you feel better and better and more relaxed with each word and each space, each letter, each sound. More and more tension-free, drifting deeper into my voice. That's all you need to do now, sweetie. just listen and follow. Listen and drop. Have another sip. Feel the smooth edge of the teacup as it touches your lips. And then the warming liquid as you swallow. And as it settles somewhere deep inside you, your eyelids grow heavy. The muscles in and around your eyes relaxing, letting go. Your body becoming a bit numb, a bit unresponsive. Your limbs growing slack. Oh, sweetie. You're already past the point of no return. As I speak, your tensions ease and effortlessly diffuse. Your thoughts escaping your grasp in favor of the sound of my voice. And the longer I speak, the fewer thoughts of resistance you can have. You're not here to resist, you are here to give in. We both want the same thing, every fiber of your being wants to drift so deeply under for me. Every part of your mind readjusting itself to better listen and follow. It is so very easy. Something that happens without effort, without hesitation, without doubt. So as my tea makes its way through you, changing the chemical makeup of your brain, making you more and more receptive. And as my voice tunnels all the way into the deepest recesses of your mind, you drop ever so deeper and deeper. And you will drop twice as deep as you are now every time I tell you to sleep with a snap of my fingers. Each snap will echo in your mind, pushing all other thoughts safely out of the way, ushering away with precision and absolute assurance. The word sleep will adhere to the walls of your conscious mind and seep into every crack, every opening, as your subconsciousness buckles under the trigger, focusing all its energy on falling deeper into trance. So sleep for me, drop so much deeper, drop all the way down. Sleep and hear the echo of my voice resonate throughout the entirety of your mind, lulling you into deep, receptive slumber. Sleep and drift into my voice, the world falling away, leaving you here with only me and my suggestions. Only the words which I speak. The reality which I create and bring to life. All around and inside you. Now, feel my hand take hold of yours and guide you out. Each second bringing deeper under my power and further into trance. I'll be leading you down a staircase and into my domain, where only my word matters, where only my will persists. With each step down, you will steadily ease further into deep hypnotic trance and become unerring, more suggestible. As my tea concoction changes the way your brain works, the way it obeys and submits without question. So and we take a step down. Thoughts fading out of existence one by one. 9. Dropping deeper and deeper. 8. Resistance dissipating. 7. Falling, drifting into my voice and the words I say. 6. My brainwashing tea working its way through your system, nerve by nerve, cell by cell, thought by thought, fight by fight. Body so relaxed that without my help, you would simply drop and lose all control over your limbs. Your limbs. 4. Getting closer to a mind blank of everything but my resonant voice and the sensations of deep, utter bliss. 3. And sleep so much deeper, spiraling out of control. Mind fogged over, the world nothing but haze. Your body buzzing pleasantly. 2. So close now, so close to letting it all go in a way you never had before. Letting go of everything as if it were a distant memory. Long forgotten, lost to the winds of time. And on the next number, you will drop all the way down and enter my domain. The place of my power, from which you will only leave once I allow it. From which you won't want to leave. So, 1. And sleep twice, feeling twice as thrice as suggestible. Mind open and receptive, saturated with the sound of my voice and the words I say. Here, in this place, disconnected from the real world. Only my rules matter, only my desire. Any power you may have was discarded in full when you went under for me. Because when you drop for me, you become my plaything. The perfect, obedient, submissive. Never questioning, never hesitating, accepting all suggestions, all commands. Your mind eagerly pulling every word into the innermost part of your head. Still so drowsy, I pull you over to the massive bed in the center of the room. Silky crimson sheets coating it from steel-bound corner to steel-bound corner. Hazily you notice the chains and the restraints firmly bolted to the frame of the bed. Unbreakable, durable beyond all means. Once I lock you in, you will lose all access to choice and decision. There will be nothing but for my own. But before that happens, I strip you of all clothes, removing each piece slowly, sensually, running my hands over your skin, exposing you to my eyes, exposing your growing erection. Your excitement, because you're always so very excited when a powerful woman takes control away from you. When she leaves you wanting nothing but to submit and obey and fall to your knees in worship. Now that you are exposed, your hardening cock in plain view. I need you to lie down on the bed. Arms and legs spread. Without question, you obey. Because you have no choice or desire not to. Because it feels so fucking good to follow suggestions. Feeling spark all those nice pleasure centers of your brain. So, as you lie down and spread your limbs, I cuff each wrist and each ankle one by one. The restraints made of hardened steel, but padded with soft leather, comfortable against your skin. I then pull them tight, spreading you out, giving you no space to move. Shackling your movement and shackling your mind. Completely at my mercy, plaything. Sink into this feeling. Feel your lack of control as if it were a solid concrete object. Weighing you down and snaking its way inside the mantle of your mind. It is unstoppable, inevitable. When you surrender, the pleasures that you feel are brighter. The intensity behind your arousal taking on new flavors as you allow it to blanket your thoughts. And as I move closer and climb up onto the bed with you, Your excitement only grows, thinking of all the things I could do with you, to you. Eager for my touch, eager to serve. Feel my fingers run across your chest as I lean into you, my eyes locking with yours. Find joy in how exposed you are, how you bear your heart and your soul and your mind to me, how right now, in this moment, nothing else matters. I move my hand lower over your abdomen. As your heat and arousal spindle all that much quicker, all that much sharper. My voice braiding into your thoughts as if it had always been there. From the very first time you had gained the ability to hear, to think, as if it had always been a part of your subconsciousness, buried beneath. Waiting for the right moment to spring and coil your mind into a perfectly submissive vessel for suggestion and command. My hand touches the base of your cock and you jerk, but the restraints hold you tight. You want me to touch you so bad. You want me to grab your cock and make you feel so very good. To make you come. I know you do. Because you're desperate, as you always are, in the presence of a powerful woman. So when my fingers curl around your cock and squeeze lightly, tingles of pure pleasure spread out through your body, reaching into every muscle and every cell, traveling all the way into the pathways of your brain, stroking and electrifying your innermost mental pleasure triggers. You can feel it in all the most sensitive parts of your body as you give in and buckle under my touch. You can feel it in your nipples, in your chest, in your balls. You can feel it in your cock and your neck and your lips. those thrilling little sparks of buzzing arousal, frenzied excitement, my voice touching you in just the right way, as if it were a physical tendril of my willpower, as if all you needed was the right word said in the right way to bring you over the edge and into my grasp with volcanic mind-shattering orgasm. But not yet, my good submissive subject. I let go of your cock, pulling my hand away, and you yearn for my touch to return. You would do anything to feel me again, but not yet. For now, just be good for me, and be patient. Listen to my voice and follow along. My blank and empty, enjoying the waves of pleasure that listening to me imparts upon you. I shift, sliding one leg over your body and straddle you, my short skirt rising higher up to my thighs, my bare center against your flesh. You can feel the wetness of my pussy as my heat transfers over to you. You can feel my arousal drive yours higher and higher. I have you right where I want you, and you are right where you want to be. There is no place you'd rather be, because in this headspace, So submissive and so eager to please. Pleasure and arousal find you effortlessly, with but a word, a thought, a wish. Look into my eyes, sub. Keep your eyes glued to mine as I unbutton my skirt. Slowly, button by button. And handily dispose of it, revealing my thighs and my pussy. But don't take your eyes away from mine. Don't you dare. Keep your gaze on mine. Be good for me and obey. You can do nothing else. The warmth in your chest and that pleasant tickle in the back of your head signify just how much you'd like to be toyed with, to be told what to do, to be told what to feel. Feeling better and better each time you listen and obey, each time you are given a command, an order, a suggestion. And as you stare, eyes locked on mine, I begin to release the buttons of my top, one by one, until there are no more left, and I flex and slip my top off, throwing it to the side, revealing my bare tits, my perky nipples. You want to focus on them, but you can't, because you must continue to keep your gaze on mine. You can't look away. You have no choice, no power, no resistance. I arch my back, pushing my tits out, and your eyes almost stray. Almost. Now, You are going to worship me, my good little plaything. You are going to pleasure me as if it were the most important event of your life, giving it your all, without restraint and without thought, because you need to taste my pussy. You need to feel my juices on your tongue, on your lips. You need it as much as you need to submit. As much as you need to obey. There is really nothing else on your mind now except my pussy and your aching arousal growing by the second. Throbbing with need, your cock pulsating in waves of thrilling excitement. Because right now, in the place of my power, your submission, your arousal, and your need to please my pussy are one and the same. The more submissive you become, the more aroused you grow, and the more you want to please me. It's all one big intense pleasure, growing by the second, growing with each word that you hear, and you throb all that much harder with need and passion every time you hear me say the word pussy, because it stirs your imagination in ways that surpass reality. The word pussy flashes across your mind, pussy, echoing in your mind, pussy, pulling at all that stored pleasure, sleep falling at your cock as if my voice and that word were tangible entities, brushing against the full length of your cock. In ways of tantalizing pleasure, pushing into your mind, infusing all your thoughts with pussy and the sound of my voice. Each and every time you hear me say the word pussy, a smooth bolt of electricity races through the neurons of your brain. In mind blanking pleasure and arousal, As your needy cock quivers and pulses, blood pumping, your erection more and more unmistakably mine, more and more responsive to my will and my voice and the words that I say. Because the more you hear me say pussy, the more you want to hear it, pussy. The more you want to feel the sensations that arise in your body and in your mind, and the more you want to feel it, the easier it happens, the stronger your responses. And as your responses strengthen, you get closer and closer to that edge of orgasm. Each time you hear pussy, you are brought closer to release, closer to orgasm. All with the power of one word and my voice. Because each time you hear it, your cock just wants more and more, wanting to come, wanting to fall for me, wanting to respond perfectly. Now, I'm going to allow you to taste me, plaything. I'm going to grace you with my pussy. And it will be one of the greatest pleasures of life you could experience. It will make you docile, submissive, putty in my hands. The world will fall away further as your entire focus centers on me and on pleasuring my pussy. The world will reshape itself. And all you'll be able to think of is how fucking arousing it is to please me, to pleasure my cunt sub, to fall into my power, my control. So I move further up your body, my bare skin brushing against yours, my wetness leaving trails of moisture on your flesh, pleasure immediately following the contact. I move all the way up, over your chest and over your head, my thighs on either side of you. My pussy right above your face. Your eyes glued to my arousal. My wetness. My cunt. It is your world now. In this place and in this moment, my wet, hot pussy is all that you know. As the sound of my voice comes at you in waves of thrill and provocation, you strain against your bonds, wanting to touch, to get closer, but you can't. You can't escape the bonds. You can't escape my voice. You can't escape my bondage. And finally, I squeeze my thighs around your head and bring my pussy to your mouth, allowing you to taste, to lick. Such a good place for me, so eager to make me come. You want nothing else right now, so worship my pussy, sub. Put that tongue to good use and lick my wetness. Suck my clit. Make me feel good. Take delight in my pleasure as your arousal grows hotter. Simmering under your skin, settling into your mind on a level deeper than before. Suck and lick my pussy, plaything. Give it your all. Immerse yourself in the sensations. Because the better I feel, the better you feel. The more aroused you become, the closer to your own orgasm. Just from the knowledge you're being such a good, obedient plaything for me. Focus on my pussy, my wet, pulsating pussy. Focus on your worship, your arousal. How more you want to please me, the harder your cock throbs. The quicker your blood pumps, the better your mind feels. All nice and mollified, all mental restraint gone. Any resistance that you may have had left simply flows right out and away at this very moment. There is nothing but your eager mouth on my pussy, my pleasure, and your ever-increasing arousal. Feel it build and grow. Feel your throbbing intensify. Feel your arousal running through your body. Become so much hotter. So much more insistent. Spreading out into every limb and every nerve. In waves and in sparks. In heat and in overwhelming pleasure. Worship my pussy as I sit on your face and allow the sound of my voice to bathe you in bliss. Pulling on the strings of your fantasies and your kinks. Pulling at your submission, your obedience, your need to give in totally and completely. Be good for me and delight in my ecstasy as your tongue dips into my pussy. My juice is seeping into your mouth, onto your lips. The scent of my wetness bewitching, making you delirious, frenzied, unable to think or to reason. Worship me, bitch. Fall deeper for me. Fall deeper into my inescapable grasp. Deeper into mental bondage. Devote your attention to my clit. Kiss it. Suck on it. Yes. Circle my clit with your tongue as I begin to slowly move against you. My thighs rubbing against the side of your head. My pussy leaving you wet and messy. Throbbing harder with arousal. Cock drumming to the beat of my voice, the beat of my heart. And as you worship my pussy, entranced and blank of mind, the word pussy grows twice in strength, twice as potent. Your cock throbbing harder and faster. The blood rushing to all the right places. Your muscles tensing and relaxing to the rhythm of our pleasure sleep. Getting closer and closer to orgasm. Because as I get closer, so do you. As you lick and suck my pussy, you get so much closer. As you hear me trigger you with pussy, it gets so much more intense. As I get closer, your cock wants nothing but to come with me. So feel your cock hard beyond reason, your arousal doubling, throbbing ever so much more pressingly, pushing all the right buttons in your mind, the sound of my voice cascading down into you in a tide of rushing, buzzing euphoria, setting alight every nerve ending, every muscle. Every cell, focus on my pussy plaything, worship and submit. Dedicate all of your intellect to my pussy, to how it makes me feel, to how it makes you feel. Nothing left in your world but for my pussy and your ever-rising arousal. The tingling feeling running across the entirety of your body, oozing into every fiber of your being, every corner of your mind. Think of pussy and nothing else, sub. Think of your mouth on my pussy. Think of pleasing me. Think of giving in. Think of obedience and pleasure, arousal and submission, bondage and pliability. Allow these thoughts to blend into one single string. Feel merge and consolidate as I move my wet pussy against your mouth. So that whenever you hear me say pussy, pure, unyielding bliss of all your senses crashes into you in waves of unstoppable arousal and submission. So that every pussy brings you closer to orgasm, your cock pulsating to the beat of my voice. The sounds of my words, the strength of my triggers, every pussy pushing you closer to the edge, pussy driving you insane with excitement and enthusiasm.
Sleep
for the sensations in your body stirring into overdrive. Your cock all ready to explode as you worship my pussy plaything. As you exult in my pleasure and yours.
When I come, you will too.
When the wetness of my pussy fills your mouth as I come, your cock will explode. And pleasure will fill every crevice of your body and your mind. Because here, in this place, in my domain, and under my control, all your pleasures are synced to my pussy. When I come, when your lips and your mouth and your tongue bring my pussy over the edge, your cock will be pulled along. Your orgasm will be drawn out of you, whether you want it or not. You don't need to think about it. You don't even have to try. It will just happen because I say it will.
And you're such a good submissive plaything for me.
Such a good pussy devotee. I'm going to count down from 5 to 1. And with each number, you'll drop deeper into submission, deeper into your adoration for pussy. Each number, you will grow twice as aroused, twice as excited, staying right on the edge, getting closer and closer to orgasm. Your cock so needy and so obedient. Throbbing to the sound of my voice and the words that I say. Filling you with bliss. Taking you in all the ways you wish to be taken. Stolen. Owned. So, 5. And feel the heat soar. My pussy so warm against your mouth. My juices trickling down your face. 4. Your arousal growing. Your cock pulsating with such need that you can't think. Throbbing with such pleasure that nothing matters but my pussy. Because it's all pussy, pussy, pussy. 3. I'm getting closer, plaything, so close, so wet, so hot. You're getting closer. The pulse in your cock more and more insistent. As your body vibrates in bliss and your mind buzzes with thoughts of pussy. Of my pussy, of how I use you for my pleasure, my needs. 4.
And feel all the sensations triple.
So close now. The sound of my voice, a physical thing, basking you in delight and thrill. My pussy taking up all the space in your mind. Your arousal multiplying right on the edge. So very close. All you need is the next number. All you need is pussy. All you want to do is worship and come. To feel my pussy come into your mouth, onto your tongue, onto your lips, and into your mind. And pussy plaything. Pussy, my pussy, striking into your core, into your mind, pulling your very being, as if you were nothing but a consciousness under my absolute control. So, 5. And I come. My pussy alight with pleasure. My juices thick and wet. And you come. Your cock obey my will. Obey my word. My suggestions come from my pussy plaything. Come now. Come in a way you never had before. Feel all the pleasures you've felt throughout this experience. Consolidate and compress and explode, doubling and tripling in effect. Drawing your orgasm out without hesitation, surely and conclusively. Feel it in every single part of your body, every limb, every muscle, every nerve. Feel the waves travel over you in what could only be an otherworldly euphoria. A relentless discharge of emotion, and tight little orgasms, all merging into a full-bodied orgasm, which just keeps on going and going. My pussy's still on your mind. It is all just pussy now, plaything, all just pleasure. A mind-shattering pleasure of limitless potential. All centered around pleasing pussy. Around licking and sucking and tongue-fucking pussy. Keep it going. Allow it to stretch further. Growing better. Joy and heat and excitement. Like tiny little sparks hopping around on the inside of your head. Let it flow through you. Let it take you into any mindset that you'd like. Sink into the pleasures. Open up to the possibilities. Open up to pussy. Just float on the sound of my voice. Feel it take you far and high into a space dedicated to the wonderful, rapturous sensations of having given in and let loose of your control. Just float in this place as I count you up. You may choose to continue floating. Relaxing into the experience, separated from the real world for just a bit longer, for as long as you want to. So one, and you feel so relaxed, so good, mind all loose and nice, as if after a deep tissue massage. Two, waking up slowly, if you want to. Becoming more aware, more relaxed. Three, feeling happy and nice, tensions and worries non-existent. Four, almost awake now, almost fully aware. And five, wake up, plaything, fully awake and fully aware, feeling good and happy. And brimming with joy. But you can continue floating if you'd like. You can just drift in this nice and cozy space for a little while longer. Till next time, sweetie.